Thank you for tuning into the Gents Club Podcast. This is Fate Uno with episode number 8. In this episode, we interview the Puerto Rican Ninja, a competitor of American Ninja Warrior. Make sure to visit thegentsclub.com and subscribe to all of our episodes. Enjoy the show.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for joining us. This is the Gentleman's Club brought to you by Way Back When Antiques in Margate, Florida. We are in the building. Gentlemen, what's good?
What's up?
All right, that's what I'm talking about. This is your co-host, your co-host, Kick 718. We got DJ Sneaker Steve.
What's
we
up?
Got Fate Uno.
Yo.
We got
JoJo
in the building. We got a special guest tonight, all the way straight from American Ninja. We got the Puerto Rican American Ninja, a.k.a. Dynamite, in the building.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yes, yes.
Woo!
Bless up, brother. Bless up. Listen, guys, I want to thank you guys for joining us. There's a lot to talk about. There's little time to talk about, but we've been having a blast all night, man. Listen, we want to thank Dunkin' Donuts for sponsoring the episode.
Yeah.
Right. In the building.
No, they're not sponsoring
it. They're not sponsoring it, but
well,
I mean,
we are looking for sponsors.
We are looking for sponsors. And Corona Premier.
We are drinking. That's
anything
what we're drinking
under 85
tonight.
Calories, I'm all for that. But listen, so we got a couple of things to cover tonight, guys, because we ain't talked to each other in a minute.
It's been a minute.
But I'm going to bring it in with DJ Sneaker Steve in the building. DJ Sneaker Steve, they call you DJ Sneaker Steve because you into kicks.
That's right.
My man, talk to me about some kicks. What's going on this week?
All right. Real quick.
Let's go.
Monday, they're going to release the Air Jordan 3s, the Tinker 3s.
Okay. Now, DJ Sneaker Steve, what are the Tinker 3s for the internet? Shout out to the internet that don't know what the Tinkers are.
The Tinker 3s was the original concept.
Bobby, get me right here because I'm nice.
It was the original concept of Tinker Hatfield.
Okay.
Of his vision of the Air Jordan 3.
And Tinker Hatfield is who, son?
He's the designer.
Designer for?
He's the godfather
okay.
of the Air Jordan design.
He's the Michael Corleone of Nike, baby.
He
got that shit popping.
He single-handedly saved
okay.
Nike.
Okay.
His design with Jordan.
Go in, son. Go
Jordan.
In. Okay.
So his initial sample of the
right.
Air Jordan 3.
Right. Get me from the head above because I'm sexy, though. All
right.
Go, shot, go. Let's go.
Was his initial drawing of how he wanted the Air Jordan 3 to look like. He put
okay.
the swoosh on the side.
Okay.
And, you know, and he had, that was, and he had Nike on the other side of the shoe panel.
Okay. All right.
So.
But hold on. Break it down because people don't know, the internets don't know what the sneaker panel is. Tell them what the sneaker panel is.
It was one side, the left side of the shoe had the Nike swoosh.
Okay.
On the right side, it had Nike on by the ankle.
Okay.
So that was his first initial sample of how he wanted the Air Jordan 3 to look
right,
like.
Right.
We got a link so that the internet can
we got pictures for it.
We got pictures. Yeah.
All right, so check us out on Instagram. We'll post them.
Definitely.
We're going to release them. So initially, Justin Timberlake
mm-hmm.
wore them during the Jordan halftime.
The Super Bowl halftime, right?
They released that
right.
pair that he wore during the halftime.
Right.
And it sold out instantly.
Oh,
wow.
So they had... Those were the Justin Timberlake. They were called the JTH, which was Jordan Timberlake Hatfield, were their last names. So now they had his colorway, and they released them first limited,
right?
And they sold out instantly. So now they're going to do a general release for them, and they're going to release them on Monday.
Oh,
which is
okay.
a rare day to release sneakers.
Random.
Usually they do it on a Saturday.
Right.
So. God willingly, hopefully I'll get a pair.
We can get a pair.
Where you get a pair?
Definitely.
Nike, Foot Locker, okay. the general stores.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get myself a pair and trying to get my cousin.
And we will sponsor you.
Listen,
how much are they?
retail price is $200 for them.
Damn. Okay.
That's antique money right there. That's what's up. Well, DJ Sneaker, I want to thank you for enlightening the internets on the fly shit of sneakers.
But don't get it. Let me get a chance again, though.
Do not get the sneakers, internets. Let DJ Sneaker Steve get that first.
Please.
We're greedy over here. I'm greedy, all right? We cannot have you having that fresh shit before us. So listen, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No,
we got our gracious host. We got JoJo in the building. Joey from Way Back When Antiques.
Yeah.
One time, baby. Joe, Joe, what do you got this month, man? You got a feature item of the month.
I had a feature item. I think he walked away.
It's special.
Oh, what happened?
Over here, you know what I'm saying? He walked away.
Nah, brother, it's still there.
It's around here. But we're going to bring that guy up.
Oh, he's right over there.
He's right over there.
He's catching. So we live on Facebook right now.
Today, we are featuring here at Way Back When. Okay. And you guys can get this here at
Watergate. We can get it. How can I get that?
And I know people want it.
I want that.
I know you want it.
I don't want it.
We need that. I need that.
You want it. It's the President Trump troll.
Okay. Okay.
Show it on that camera.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
we have the Trump troll right now on sale. If y'all come on down to Way Back When, you can get this here for $4.99.
Is that penis included? He doesn't have a penis.
More hands.
My goodness. It's looking bad.
And the hair.
I love the hair.
I love the hair.
Come on.
I might have laughed at his. Look at the hair.
Here Way Back When, just come and see Mario.
Look, my man Fernando in the check-in.
$4.99.
This is popping. Absolutely.
I can't even hold him. That's how it's live.
Is this impeachment? It's happening.
Never gonna happen.
Some people are in denial.
Hillary fan right here.
Kind of like, we're liars. So we all stick the same. It's okay. So listen, guys, I want to thank you for joining us. Yeah. This is the Gentleman's Club brought to you by Way Back When Antiques. Joe, I want to thank you for your featured item of the month.
Oh, great.
And we definitely gonna move on to the next subject.
Let's talk about our special guest, Puerto Rican Ninja.
Let's go.
AKA
Dinamita. AKA Dynamite, baby.
That's right.
So, brother, what's really good, Mr. Dynamite? How's everything?
I guess the donuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had donuts and beer for him, and for my man Fernando, one time for the New York Mets in the building. Okay, listen, I'm out here selling. I'm selling my ass. Listen, I got a price. Listen, I need money, nigga. So, we got my man Dynamite. Thank you for joining us, Bobby. So. You're coming off of a recent, show competition.
Let's show the shirt.
Show the shirt, Faye.
There we go. He's official.
Rep that one time.
So everybody knows he's official.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a tramp stamp that says, American Warrior.
It's a hashtag.
Good God. Okay, listen, we're fumbling around. You're going to have to excuse us. But
you're holding the phone back.
I'm holding the phone back. So you're coming off of a stint. How did it go?
I can't say that much.
Okay. All because it's previously recorded.
You're getting the exclusive.
It's on USA, right?
It's on NBC.
Oh, NBC.
Wow, he got money. He got money like that. Bobby, you got money like that, Bobby. He said NBC.
Every Monday.
Hold on, May 30th?
May 30th. It's going to start the season. There's going to be a lot of surprises, a lot of shocking things. For different people. A lot of new people coming in.
Really?
Yeah, because this year they lowered the age limitation for... to compete.
All right.
Before last year,
the entry level.
It was 21 and over, and this year they decided to go it down to 19.
They're cheating. Wow. They're cheating. Why are they cheating? They shouldn't do it.
They want to give opportunity to new people.
Okay.
To develop. All right. I mean, they want people to actually pass the obstacles. It's not the actual thing of wipeouts or people falling. The producers really want people to actually. Do the obstacles, so they want to give opportunities to young developing kids, because the show has become so big that it's bringing more and more youth, and also more people,
more stallions, more papi chulos. that's what it's bringing.
Trying to make things happen.
We have a chance.
Of course. I'm the next warrior.
I'm
the midsection warrior. All right? Come to a Dunkin' Donuts near you.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Dynamite.
No, but we're celebrating.
We are celebrating.
You did the trial?
It just happened. Yeah, it just passed. Finally, after last strict diet that I was having between not eating grease or sugar or juices.
You're definitely not Puerto Rican doing that. You're definitely not.
Trust me, the pain was very Puerto Rican. Like,
but listen, I want to cut you off 1 second, and I want this to be clear for everybody from the Gentlemen's Club.
All right.
Brought to you by Way Back When. We want to give a shout out to everybody in Puerto Rico, and I understand the lights are still not working out there. There's still people suffering. Yeah. And I mean, if you can contribute, by all means, you know, we all humans at the end of the day. We all love each. We should love each other. You guys definitely need to get off your asses. Help Puerto Rico get back this swaggy, because I'm trying to go out to Puerto Rico. You dig what I'm saying? My brother's here. We got JoJo, we got Dynamite, and we got Fate Uno, all Puerto Rican.
Yep.
You dig what I'm saying?
One way they can support is they actually can go to my website, stronggrip.net.
Definitely. Get that.
Have the Puerto Rican logo.
Show your insignia right there. Strong Grip. Shout out to Strong Grip.
Stronggrip.net.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You can go to the actual website and scrolling down, you will see different t-shirts from Strong Grip and the Puerto Rican Ninja logo.
Dope.
By buying that t-shirt, you actually are helping Puerto Rico. So you
okay.
Nice.
Internet, get off your ass and go get that, because we need to help them. They are brothers like everybody else do, all right? So definitely get that popping. But continue. Listen, Dynamite, man, we want to thank you again for coming through, brother.
Yeah.
So you were telling us about your stint on the show or your diet and whatnot. Continue.
Yeah, so I've been, for the past 5-6 months, I've been developing a strict diet where there's no grease involved, no extreme sugar.
Okay.
Multiple things that not all the ninjas do.
Okay.
But when you pass through a lot of things, especially myself with health conditions from birth.
Right.
It's so necessary to do it.
Yeah, you've had a different approach in life. It hasn't come easy for you.
Correct. No, right? I based on all the predictions that doctors have told me,
right,
I shouldn't be doing ninja warrior at all.
At all, right. We definitely saw that. Internet, you're going to want to get in contact with his YouTube video, because his story is compelling. He has a doggy dog fight type of story. T.O., I see you, brother. Definitely, I see you. Continue with your story, brother, please, because we definitely want people to know your story.
So I used to have a heart condition from birth.
Okay.
With doctors couldn't figure out what it was.
Okay.
And it was something that throughout my life I used to have headaches, feeling dizzy, and even faint in occasions. Even though I used to do a lot of sports like baseball, basketball, volleyball,
okay,
I would still have that type of missing air and
really?
Such a painful way to grow. At the age of 24, I actually had a stroke.
Oh, wow.
And it sent me straight to the hospital. My heart went really, really crazy, to the point that it would go up to 180 beats per minute to 60 in seconds.
No kidding.
So the doctors told me that what I have was a very rare arrhythmia,
okay,
called AFib, and that I was obligated or forced to drink a pill every single day for life called Atenolol, which will control your pressure. And I will have to drink it for life, and I have to forget about any type of sports.
Good.
And I, based on what I had, because I actually had received electroshock on the ER.
Okay.
When that happened, based on that fear, I was very, very faithful to that.
Well, how did that feel? They hit you with clear. They had you vibrating.
Oh, man.
Internet. They had my man vibrating.
Let's put it this
okay
way. I don't recommend that to nobody.
Nah, that's not the kind
that
of treatment I want.
I never seen somebody get electroshock while they were awake, not even in a movie.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, when they told me, we had to do an electroshock, the first thing I asked, I go like, okay, when are you guys putting me to sleep?
Wow. He said that when are they putting him to sleep, Sneaker Steve?
And then when they put me the patches, they give me this paper just to sign.
The consent?
Sign, like, yeah. Yeah.
They're going to stalk them up. They're going to hit them with the clear. They're trying to charge your battery.
Pretty much.
Dynamite. Dynamite. It's real.
It's real dynamite. Very real. Wow. And I told them, like, okay, just let me know when.
They didn't even have to tell them. I don't understand that. Like, if somebody's going to charge my battery, like, please don't hit me in my nipples because they're sensitive. Secondly, please tell me that it's going to happen. Dynamite, did they tell you at least it was going to happen?
No. They surprised them.
Okay. I'm shell-shocked a little bit.
I'm shocked, too. How old were you when that happened?
I was 24.
You were at the age of 24.
Okay, so I have a question. When did you decide that you were going to do physical activity again? Like that you were going to go against the doctors?
A couple years after, like 4 or 5 years, because I was going to be a professional baseball player, I started thinking about I could play softball because it was like more lighter, easy to play. And so
okay.
And it didn't end up well. I actually I run probably like 50 feet, and I couldn't breathe, and I was feeling so dizzy that I knew I was going to be really bad. I had to take a pill right away, like 2 pills.
Right.
Wow. And I maintained that strict movement. Then in 2013 to 2014, going the channels, I saw that the Ninja Warrior show was coming to the United States, and I was like, oh my God. And then they put it that they just came to Miami and recorded, and I was like, oh, I missed it. And it's a TV show I'm seeing from Japan. So I go like, oh, I would like to do that. But then going back to reality, I go like, it's not something that you should try. Yeah. But then I wanted to call one of my best friends from high school.
Do you want to give him a shout out right now? Is he still your best friend?
Oh, yeah, my Joel Vargas.
Papi, we see Joel, you, Papi. Joelito.
Joel.
Woo, Joelito. All right, definitely. So salute to him.
I want to ask him because he knew me when I was in my teenage age and my sky level as an athlete.
Okay.
And I asked him, I go like, do you think or do you believe that if I would go to that athlete that I was, but I would go to beat Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
People are like, oh, no doubt. You have strength out the wazoo. Like, you can hang forever.
Okay. Internet, he said up the wazoo, okay? Listen, that's a lot of strength to have. I don't have that. The wazoo is serious. Folks, you got to understand. Joey, he said the wazoo. All right, dig that. Dynamite, please continue, brother. Up the wazoo.
So, based on...
So he said he encouraged you.
He encouraged me. He finally gave me the green light.
Okay.
That's what I was waiting for, that green light to follow. Then that's when I realized, I go like, okay, I have to do an explicit regulation of everything in order for me to get to the point that at least I can actually run and do the course.
Wow, okay.
Because there's two different things between the sport and actually doing it. Because one, I had to be physically fit to actually do a sport. And secondly, I had to be extremely strong in order to actually pass each obstacle.
No donuts,
So I want to... No donuts, man.
No donuts.
Oh, Corona.
No, nothing. It was, yeah. I had more black hair at that time.
So that's okay, I got no hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fay Uno's rocking he's rocking a Michael Jordan look. Mr. Clean, Eric, let's go.
So I decided for the first couple months I would have just worked on my cardio, worked on my heart.
Okay.
So I decided to run 5 miles, but just to make sure that I do the 5 miles. So if I run 50 feet or 15 meters, and I feel exhausted, I would just come down, keep walking, and then eventually when I feel I can run again, and then I start running again. And I went like that for 3 months.
This guy's a badass, guys. He definitely is a badass. Salute to you, brother. But that can't be easy.
Yeah, it was baby steps.
Yes, and then finally after 3.5 months.
So what was your motivation? Because, you know, I think
everybody's motivated.
I think
by
after
something.
After trying that and realizing that I couldn't do it, I would probably get discouraged.
Absolutely.
What was the thing that kept you going?
What really like clear my head was my daughter. My daughter was somebody that looked up to me for everything I do. And once I told her I'm gonna try to do Ninja Warrior, and I saw her smile, like that excitement.
Really?
It got stuck on me, and I go like, okay, I have to make.
Can't let her down.
Just come out. It was not even for me to think about getting healthy. It was never about being healthy. It was about making her proud. And loving the sport. I go like, I love that show. Would love to be there.
Okay.
So after 4 months, then I realized that I was able to run more constant. Mm. And so I decided, okay, now I have to become strong, because I just lost almost 45 pounds.
Wow. 45 pounds. Wow. Did you do the tapeworm diet, or did like what kind of diet did you do? I need that diet. I need to slim 45 pounds more. I'm all for that 45 pounds.
Yeah, the same diet. It was the same. A strict of waking up, eating just boiled eggs or two bananas.
Okay.
That's pretty much.
That's breakfast.
And then after that, every 2 hours, I would eat like an apple or a bar, regular bar.
Okay.
No.
Not a barbell, but like an actual bar.
A protein?
Yeah. Protein bar?
No.
Just a regular Snicker bar.
Snicker bar? What kind of bar are you eating, bro?
No, like peanut butter.
I heard you was a rapper. He's a rapper. He got bars.
Yeah, Dynamite got bars.
My man got bars.
He's a Spanish rapper.
Okay, dig
right?
That, Daddy. Listen,
you got lyrics in English too, or just Spanish?
Spanglish.
Oh, he got Spanish.
He could flip it like this.
Okay.
All right. Let's go, guys.
What?
But
you want me to throw it?
You got a little book?
Here we go.
Oh.
Movimiento lento. Palacata, ya y corillo.
Yeah. La pela. Let's go, la pela. I'm with it, baby. I know Puerto Rico. I don't know all places, but I know Puerto Rico. La pela. Continue, brother.
Okay.
Continue.
So on the training, I was feeling already in the lightweight. So
okay.
I decided just to become stronger now.
Dynamite, my man.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Hey.
So I got into the. I didn't want to do weights.
Okay.
I wanted to be able to control my own body weight.
Right.
So I put. He goes my secrets. Oh my God.
Don't tell. Listen, internet. We're charging you. We're cutting it off here. We charge you for the secret.
Let's plug in the Gents Club real
okay,
quick.
Listen.
Yeah. Plug in. If everybody wants to catch this episode, if they're not watching it live,
okay,
you go to thegentsclub.com.
Fam, let's go. We on
the
there. Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, the secrets are there, but definitely, all right? And it's brought to you by Wayback When Antiques. Because we got antiques here. We got flavor, baby. That's what we do.
Look at all the antiques.
Oh, my.
Take a look at all the antiques.
Everything you need.
Look at here.
Look at
you
that.
See all
right
of that?
Childhood is right here.
Look at that. He got 100 years worth of shit on here, at least. Internet, I'm trying to tell you. We got video games?
Hey, we got Princess Leia.
Look at Princess Leia. Look at that.
Leia.
Look at that.
Building,
okay.
Yo.
I'm about to pay $13 for my wife to get that, all right? Because that's how much I love it. Love it.
But it's up to you if you want to reveal your diet secrets.
Or keep
it to the website that you guys post.
right now, he's just eating donuts and beer, okay? So he's sloppy right now. Internet.
So you see how much of a sacrifice I've
been. See?
That's a big sacrifice.
I'm enjoying it.
Let's get a shot of the donuts. Can we get a shot of the donuts? Joe, we need a shot of the donuts.
Our future sponsor.
Wow.
Whippa.
Okay, listen.
What's Puerto Rican? Dunkin' Donuts.
Listen, we need Dunkin' Donuts. Yummy, okay?
Let me get the.
Oh, you want one?
Yeah, I thought you were in the diet, bro. What happened?
Going right now. Okay.
American Ninja diet. Right?
He's on a seafood diet. Everything he see, he eat. Let's go. Pizza polo. The guns in a polo. The guns in a polo, Bobby. Oh, my God. That's not his nipples, lady. Even though he's single, DJ Snickers Steve is single, ready to mingle.
He's ready to mingle.
Go.
So,
Dynamite, continue, please. You're,
okay.
Skip the diet.
Let's skip the diet.
Skip the diet.
Skip the diet and everything. There was one point healthy, I guess I can put it this way, that I wanted to speed up and try to break my own record on the 5 mile run. And in one point, I felt a ripped, you can call it, on my heart.
Oh wow!
Kind of like
ripped,
a
tear, right?
Like a tear. Yeah, correct. A tear.
Okay.
And I freak out because I have no idea what it is.
You're making me freak out right now. That's just sound painful.
Yeah, man.
It was painful and awkward because I have no idea. I can't really
can't see it. Yeah.
Right. I felt the pain, but I can't like breathe. So right away, didn't want to risk anything because I'm doing the training on my own. I'm not following any.
You're doing a hood training.
Correct.
There you go.
Going all the way.
He's doing dips. So he's doing dips on garbage cans, okay? And tennis. We keep a rail here at the Gentleman's Club. Look at my man with the donut one time. Let's go.
But because of my history,
okay.
My heart condition. Once the ambulance came in, they sent me straight to ER.
Wow.
They had no idea what I had.
Wow.
But I wasn't feeling that bad.
Okay.
I was just feeling just a little pain, and they start checking everything, give me ultrasound, checking every single thing for 2 days.
Right.
Straight. And when the doctor came to me, he was a little confused. And he looked at me like, "So you said I'm looking at your history of your heart condition. You
right.
said you had this from birth." And he was like, "Yeah. Like my heart has always been like bad, but they didn't know what it was until I was 24 when I got the stroke, and then they told me I have AFib and stuff."
Good.
And the doctor is looking at me, and like, "Well, and you say you're doing what?" I go like, "I'm training for American Ninja Warrior," and he like,
"You freaked out."
Yeah, he goes,
yeah.
"Really?" I go like, "Yeah, well, so I gotta let you know that I couldn't find no
tear?
No information about arrhythmia on your test."
Wow.
You actually, their heart is actually slower than normal, which is normal for athletes.
Okay.
Which means that you can run and your heart will beat as a normal person. That is like walking.
Right.
So I don't know what type of training you're doing, but it's working. You don't have arrhythmia at all. Like, it disappeared completely.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
Okay.
And he said, "Let me do a couple more tests since you have that whole history. And I'll let you go after that." So after the test, everything came out negative, like a full miracle.
Wow.
My training.
Wow.
After that, after leaving the hospital, I have never, for the past 4 years, I've never felt dizzy again, like ever, like when I was a kid. Never felt even tired on the extreme of fainting, those type of headaches. None of those things have come ever after my
get out of here. No kidding. Well, let me ask you something then. So on top of the training, it's tough. You have to tell yourself, "I'm gonna perform again. I'm gonna be able to do push-ups." What was the method, I guess, the thought process behind your being able to push through all of that?
It was hate to being lazy. It was that.
Internet. I love to be lazy. I love to be lazy. Listen, this is what I do. All right, don't ask my wife.
Yeah.
Don't tell.
The movement of, like, we physically envision when we park in front of our house and walk inside the door.
Okay.
The first thing that we get in our brain is go straight to our bed and relax, turn on the TV. So that emotion comes back to the other sentence from my other part of the brain is telling me, "Bro, you have to change your clothing. You gotta go out training and run 5 miles." That power of movement, it was like more convincing than one that is telling me, "You worked so hard all day, you deserve to rest. You can train tomorrow."
Of course.
So every
you
time,
went against
so
it.
When I would sit on my bed, I would scream and say, And get pissed off.
What was that sound?
You would scream like
that? I will literally get angry and pissed off on myself because I have to stand up.
You're scaring me right
like
now.
Like if I'm my actual boss. Like, no, you're not going to sleep. You have to finish this. Like myself, I was screaming on myself.
That's intense. I feel that in me.
I just want to say something about
that. Let's go, Faye. What do you got?
You know, when I study a lot of personal development books. and I'm a huge fan of Tony Robbins. Everybody knows I'm a fan of Tony Robbins.
Let's go.
And he talks about physiology and getting in an emotional state.
Getting pumped.
So he pumped himself. Who taught you how to do that?
Myself.
He just, instinct. Right. You know, we're human, so he's tapping into his power.
So, Fred, is that out of frustration or is it out of desperation? Like, where does that come from? Is it motivation?
It's motivation. If you want to do it, he was focused on doing it.
He had to do it. No questions asked.
It was a must.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a must. There's a difference between should and must.
Word? What's the difference?
Well, shoot, you can shoot all over yourself.
Okay.
Right?
I shoot all day, man. Okay.
Right. Or you make it a must.
Okay.
A must.
That's so powerful.
A must is you have to.
Yeah.
You have to, no matter what, you gotta do it.
It has to happen.
So he got to that state of mind. He just was like, right? I don't know what you did, but
you've been there, Joe, right?
I've been there all the time.
Joe lives there.
I live there like that.
Talk to us about it.
I agree with him.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you want to succeed in life.
Just show off a little guns, Poppy. Let him know what it looks like. Oh!
You know, I agree with him because, you know what, there's people out there that should do things.
Okay.
But they don't. They sit back.
Well, why?
They procrastinate.
Why does that happen?
They procrastinate.
So it's easier to procrastinate?
Of course. You sit down and you just... I'll do it tomorrow.
You're doing it tomorrow?
After Dunkin' Donuts, right?
After the Dunkin' Donuts and a beer? Yeah. Swag.
But you also have that
that's
must.
This is an enjoyment.
Yeah.
Because when it becomes a natural thing, you don't
you get spoiled.
Yeah, exactly.
You
get spoiled.
Right. Enjoy the little things in life.
Wow.
Little things like that.
But, okay. You know, you gotta agree. I agree with you on what you say. You should, must, and all that. Because you know what? People gotta take advantage. It's your life. You only have one life.
YOLO? Are we doing YOLO? We bringing YOLO back in the way?
YOLO!
I don't condone YOLO. I'm playing safe. I play it safe. Internet, we're doing it big at the Gentleman's Club, brought to you by Way Back One. But listen, that's a serious message. Like, all we can do is just try to leave everybody better than what we left them.
I just want to say something, because I know a lot of the internet might feel like they're lazy.
Let's go.
And I know we talked about laziness.
Okay.
And I believe every human being is not lazy. They're just not inspired.
Motivated?
Well, I don't even want to say motivated. I want to say something like, you know, because I think motivation is temporary. Mm, but inspiration, when you're inspired, that's permanent. Okay. It's something that moves your soul all the time.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know, that's my perspective on it. You know, so I think when Dynamite found this passion, you know, it's not temporary motivation. It's permanent motivation. He thinks about his daughter. His daughter's permanent.
Yeah.
She's attached to him all the time. Yeah. You know?
Listen, Dynamite, you want to give a shout-out real quick?
Yeah. Who's your daughter? What's her name?
Luli.
Hey, shout-out to Luli.
Shout-out. One time, mommy. We all love you from the Gentleman's Club.
She's my...
Absolutely, right. No question. Right. That's what's up, man. That's powerful. But listen, so you do this, you do the training, you beat the odds, you said, fuck death, I'm going to kick in your ass because I'm going to get this popping.
I like his version,
right? Internet, my version is all types of fucked up. Listen, don't sweat me, Internet, I promise you. So, Dynamite, you get off your ass. When do you get the call for Ninja Warrior?
When I submitted, it is actually a funny story.
Okay, come on with it.
Because to be part of the show, you have to submit a 3-minute video talking about yourself and showing them that you actually can pass obstacles. Obviously, there was no gyms or anything like that for Ninja Warrior around me, so I was doing it like in a local park. Okay. I did a little video and stuff.
You was chasing chickens? Like Rocky, son, or what?
Like Rocky,
like, yeah. Because he was doing the 1-2 step.
It was a dog part.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're Puerto Rican. We eat chicken.
Mucho gallina. Dig that.
So I went, did a couple workouts
there.
At the park.
This is in Miami? You were living in Miami?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was telling them about my story because when I was young, I was in I was a very lonely kid.
Okay.
Because both sides of my family, they didn't actually enjoy my company.
Were you a hyper? Were you a hyper kid? Is that why?
No, it was actually before I was born. It's a strong story. Actually.
Okay. We're not gonna get into
it. But my submission video is online.
Definitely. But listen, we got the internet live. Let them know where they can see your submission video, so you can get this movement behind you. Because your story is incredible, bro. You're beating the odds every day that you wake up.
Yeah.
You're beating the odds right now. After two beers and some donuts. You are the man, Papa. You are the man. And you can still do stuff. So, but let them know where they can reach you. Where can they check you out?
They can actually just put my name in Google or YouTube. Just put Julio Santiago.
Okay, give it
Julio Santiago on YouTube?
Yeah. Okay.
Just put Julio Santiago, Ninja.
Ninja is the keyword.
No, actually, Papa Julio Santiago by itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This guy, this is a machine.
But the word Ninja will help to see the video, since I do also acting and rapping.
Right.
Okay.
The other videos.
I said, internet, listen, I'm going to cut him off real quick. We've seen this guy is multiverse, okay? He's an actor. He's got bars. He raps. This guy is, like, amazing. I need his autograph. Joe, can we get him? Can we get an autograph?
We can get an autograph.
Listen, way back when we got all kinds of collections, we get autographs.
Yeah.
Faye, how you feel about
that? Yo, let's talk about way back when real quick.
Let's go way back when.
Yeah, real quick. Real quick, we're going to plug it in.
Let's talk about
what's the other item you got for
it? You got another item of the month.
Oh, anything? Okay. Anything that, you're trying to, like...
Everything is unique in this store, but you know what? Well, you know what's getting crazy for us?
Let's go.
Taxidermy stuff.
No. Listen, we got an alien.
We got an alien
from Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
But we get a lot of crazy stuff.
Is that really E.T.'s house?
This one's my favorite.
That looks toys we used to play with back in the day.
Listen, first of all, I don't play with toys because that makes me feel funny.
Is that the one that actually now is in green and doing that move?
Oh yeah, doing it.
That's what it is. He looks like the guy from the Goonies.
Hey, you guys.
He looks like that guy. Continue.
Sloth.
My man. Did you see? With the sloth guy in the business.
Baby.
They need to cast.
We're talking about remakes, Halloween and shit.
Okay. Let's go.
And all that shit. But basically, you know what? Everything's unique in the store. I mean, we have stuff here like playing around. We carry toys. We carry comics. Right. We do collectibles. Anything collectibles. Okay. I mean, We have it.
Let's do it. Listen, if you guys are looking for anything antique, anything, good God, anything collectible, this is a place to be.
Collectibles and vintage and comics. You got a lot of comics.
And listen,
what movie are you going to see this Sunday?
We are seeing Infinity Wars. Me, DJ Sneaker Steve, and the family are going to get it popping at 10:30 in the morning. I'm probably going to be hungover. I'm going to need me two Krispy Kremes and some coffee, and it's going to be lit. But we want to thank Joe from the bottom of our hearts for letting us host. For being a gracious host. He's a nut just like I am. And I said, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we really appreciate you, man.
You know, this is becoming a fun. This is a gathering, man.
This is going to get crazy. This is dysfunctional. We're having a backspace pages.
Yeah, man. Crosswalk. I did not take it.
So they say in the show.
That's what they say, and it does flicker back and forth, but I did not take it. It's not from Margate.
So let's continue. Let's wrap it up with the crazy story, the funny story. Yeah.
Well, first of all, before we get into that, because I did a little research on you. I wanted to see the gentleman that we were having on. Because we met you. So, internet, it's a funny story how we met. We were actually celebrating DJ Sneaker Steve's birthday. Because my man, he's a sexy beast, okay? We were celebrating his birthday. We was getting it popping. And Dynamite came through with his boys. And it was like the Michael Jackson Bad video. And it was like, who's bad? And it was his four against our four. And I wasn't going to take a loss because I have my peoples with me. And I guess Fate, we started playing Street Fighter.
I was hot that night.
He was not hot. He was cheating, and I was drinking a lot. We're talking about Street Fighter 2. Terrible. That guy was drinking too much.
I kicked his ass.
Listen, he didn't kick anything. But we started playing Street Fighter. And continue the story, Faye. Let him know what it was.
You guys.
This is for Faye right there. Continue, please.
No, we were just playing, and I don't know what happened, but...
No, we met outside.
We engaged in conversation. And shout out to the spot. What's the name of the spot?
The social room. One time in a building, I'm taking that video game. If you guys ever need to sell it, come holler at Kicks.
There you go.
Let's go. So we ended up playing Street Fighter.
We were playing Street Fighter.
He whooped everybody's ass.
He told me that he was the best in Puerto Rico.
Is that what it was?
That's
in
what
Puerto
he told
Rico?
Me. Yes. He was like a champ.
Yeah. It made it there?
This guy was in his neighborhood. What neighborhood were you from? In Puerto Rico. From Yauco.
Yeah, and hold on. Explain that to me, because that shit sounds crazy. Where's Yauco at?
Yeah, it was near Ponce.
That's where the guns is at? Where the Pelas at?
No.
That's not where it's at?
No.
Not from that guns, from that area.
Oh, it's different guns. Okay, it's the bigger cannons they hold over there.
That's the area where...
The Caserillo's at? Where's the Caserillo at?
Yeah, I'm from the barrio.
He's hood official. Internet's this guy's getting... He's dangerous.
That's why I'm a
There might be a warrant for his arrest somewhere in Puerto Rico right now. The statute of limitations is far. Fuck yeah. All right, continue.
You see that?
Absolutely. Yeah. But you're a rapper, too. Yeah. You got bars. We've seen the video, man. Listen, I'm impressed, brother. What got you into rapping?
I used to like to make fun of songs. It was easier for me like to hear songs and then just change the words to something funny.
Yeah.
And my friends go like, "Oh, you should do your own lyrics." So I go like, "You know what? That's when the underground movement started."
Okay. Well, what's the name of that? What's that movement? Because now it's a big thing and everybody's getting
reggaeton.
Woo!
Reggaetoni.
Before
it was like playero.
I remember that. It's 97, 98.
I was starting a little bit before that. I was actually with Tritook and Funky, Rico C, Weasel G. I was already rapping and writing.
Bars.
They don't know about that.
I'm late on that.
When I
gotta say big up to Weasel G then.
Big up one time. Alright, dig that. DJ Steve, you spinning at the next party?
Yeah.
Listen, DJ Steve does bar mitzvahs. He does christening. My guy does Ninja Warrior. My guy is that troop. Listen, he really did. He did Fate Uno. He did Fate Uno's baby girl Quince.
He did, and he did great. My highest recommendation.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Five stars on Google, everybody. Five stars.
All right. He got that pop. All right. So let's
go. We got about another 20 minutes.
We got 20 minutes left. We are talking that shit, man. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Now we're going to get...
We're talking about his rapping career.
His rapping career.
Now, are you still doing that?
You still got bars?
I still got bars.
Bars.
I can freestyle forever.
Okay.
In Spanish.
Yeah. Now, can you do the back and forth? The flow. Callejero.
The Spanish?
Let's do it.
The flow.
Give the people what they want.
Oh.
They hungry.
But the flow, I got it. Here we go.
Oh, let's go. Strong grip.
What?
Big up.
Ahora, que vengo yo, suéltalo. Pues comienza a bailar. Ritmo pegajoso que te hace sudar.
Ooh, I'm sweating.
No, Maya, tú sabes, that's right. Esa es la que hay.
Wow. Dig that, yes sir. Joe, you got bars, Joe?
No, Joe
ain't got no
bars. I got
bars.
Chocolate bars, that's about it.
You got chocolate bars, I got no bars.
Come on, Kick. Let me hold that for you.
Hold on. Yo, you ready?
Yo,
I got these bars. And I ran out of luck.
We got nothing.
I'm a retired guy. Look at me. Look at my shirt. You see the dragon? I'm dangerous. You got her like. Listen. So. Ooh, the MS-13. Please don't shoot me. Dig that.
Yeah.
Did you just say digging it real hard? Was that a girl? Okay, let me ask. We're gonna get real perverted. So your heart, did that affect you sexually in any way?
It did.
It did.
Yeah.
That was
time that I
stopped.
But But no longer. This guy's now he's official.
You don't got to answer. You don't got to answer.
He got the wang.
No, that's all. You can plead the fifth.
I'm just having fun with it. But no, I mean, seriously, like, it does take.
Everything.
It affects.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it affects everything.
That's scary.
That's horrible. You got into acting. We saw you on a novella.
Yes.
Really?
How did... You're such a hustler, bro.
Yeah.
My acting started actually in 2001.
Okay.
When I moved to Miami, I was doing a little bit of modeling in Puerto Rico.
This guy is handsome? He's a handsome devil?
What?
Mm-hmm.
It was more of a favor of one of my cousins because she was a model.
Good God. I want to have them kind of favors.
Right?
Internet, I'm really not doing them kind of favors for nobody. That's fucked up.
So they told me to keep going doing modeling in Miami since I was in Miami. And then I went to an agency and they go like, oh, we need some pictures and stuff like that. By the way, what are you doing tomorrow? I go like, nothing. Would you like to be in a movie? I go like,
Wow.
I had to be an extra, and then they put me in the movie All About the Benjamins with Ice Cube.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so I was playing basketball on the last scene of All About the Benjamins.
Right when they pulled up with the Bentley.
Yeah.
I know that. All right.
Cool, man.
And,
that's what's up.
A week after that, they called me also to work as an extra on the movie Big Trouble with Tim Allen.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So was he really selling cocaine, though? Tim Allen was. I heard he was pushing weight.
But at that time, that movie couldn't be released at that particular moment because that's when the Twin Towers fell.
Oh, shit!
Airplane explosion.
Really?
Yeah. That movie was supposed to be released exactly at that time, so they pulled it for the following year.
Dude, that God rest the dead. NYC 9/11. Mm. Always, we love y'all.
Yeah. After that, I found a Spanish agency, and they go like, "Your accent."
That comes with the
looks.
That comes with the looks. That's what happens.
They go like, can you learn how to talk neutral and pronounce the R's and the S's?
Now, when you say neutral, explain that to the internet so they understand that.
Neutral accent for Spanish community is because we have so many different dialogues from different cultures.
Okay.
Neutral accent is actually announcing every single letter of the actual sentence when you're talking.
Okay.
In Spanish, every word has, or every letter has the same sound at all moments, except in certain changes.
Okay.
So if you, like, our slang of Puerto Rico is taking away sometimes the L or the R or the S.
So give a typical...
A typical Puerto Rican talk be like, estamos aquí en la radio... Hablando tranquilo todo el mundo.
Okay, dude.
So if I would have talked in a more neutral accent,
right?
Estamos todos aquí hablando aquí en la radio.
Wow.
You see the night and day difference?
Now,
let me understand something, because Puerto Ricans are real big on the word cabrón. So when you say cabrón, you're meaning.
You better be that guy's best.
Right? But it has multiple meanings, though, yes?
Right.
And now, is the exclamation point? Like, if you stub your toe and you're like, welcome to the bathroom to get a donut, and you say, cabrón, like, you're saying damn, you're saying it's an exclamation point, yes? Or.
Well, we use that word puñeta.
Puñeta.
Oh, that's rated R. I don't condone that.
That word has multiple meanings.
That's the word that has multiple meanings.
That's the one, puñeta.
Okay.
If you stub your toe.
Is that what it is?
He thought, puñeta.
That's the one I thought.
Or, esto está cabrón.
Oh, that's that word right there. That's so litty. Jojo, you Puerto Rican, man.
I'm a Puerto Rican.
This guy, now, do you use that same dialect? Where you from, brother?
No,
don't say Chicago either, because that's not what I'm going to hear. But shout out to Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
Shout out to Michael Jordan. Shout out to Michael Jordan.
He messed me up. He's like, well, no, my family's from Caguas.
Okay.
Nice. So they're up in the
mountains. Did you say Cowboys? Hold on.
Caguas.
Stop. Caguas. How do you spell that? I'm ignorant. You're going to have to.
I thought he was Puerto Rican. 20 years, yeah. I thought he was Puerto Rican.
I let my grandparents have a farm in Caguas.
Get out of here. Fate Uno.
Yeah.
Dig that. Okay, and that's what's up, man.
We're all same from the same island. Okay. We're all brothers and sisters.
Now, is, does the dialect change depending on what city or Providence, or how does that work?
Harley.
It's always the same. Puñeta's going to be the same shit for everything.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's, and how about the food? The food changes for you guys, or is it all the same?
I mean, it changes from mom to mom, but there's...
Hey, but the flavor's the same.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it.
They don't
that's
have any good Puerto Rican restaurants on here. You guys know any? We do.
Yeah,
where?
There's a few.
There's none in Margate.
None in Margate.
Where? Hollywood?
To Casa Boricane in Hollywood.
Oh,
yeah,
Hollywood.
Pembroke Road. Yes, sir.
Can't go down there. Too far.
Yep, you're
going to
give me credit.
We need a discount.
Sponsor.
Message.
Yes, sir.
That's
our new thing. Sponsor.
All right. So is there such things as Puerto Rican donuts? There's no Puerto Rican donuts, is there?
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that? I'm just making sure. I'm real ignorant. I'm asking questions.
There we go.
That's special
empanadillas.
They call empanadas.
Okay.
Which is the pizza. The pizza that's very Puerto Rican.
Really?
Okay. And
Huellas.
Huellas.
The
Huellas.
La Alcapurre.
Yeah?
La Alcapurre.
Oh,
el
bacalao.
Bacalao frito. Bacalao frito.
Yeah. No, but, okay, so the internet don't know what bacalao is. We travel across the world and universe. Explain to us, Brother Dynamite, what bacalao means.
Bacalao is an actual fish.
It's a fish.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
And then
how you eat that motherfucker?
They
you eat
fry
them,
that shit.
You fried it?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That shit is
okay.
Fried
you eat that.
Corn.
Say it in Spanish, papi. We bilingual out here.
No, la harina.
La harina.
Flour.
Okay, corn flour.
Corn flour with pieces of the bacalao. It's not the actual fish. It's
okay, so
it's
chunks.
Of it.
Chunks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they put it with the corn flour and then they fry it. They make it look, it looks like a pancake.
Yeah.
So,
fried.
So what you eat that with, brother? Rice? Obviously the rice.
You just eat it by itself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yo, I almost insulted him.
Okay.
He said, bro, three Ricans in one room is too hot. It's too caliente. Digs what I'm saying?
Yeah, I number, love.
Wait, a little bit. Dig that. But, yo, okay, so let me ask you something. Now that we know the panel is Puerto Rican, right? How you feel about your man Donald Trump going out there shooting baskets with toilet paper for you?
Well, what I can say is that I work really hard to help Puerto Rico. And
definitely. I like that answer.
I sent a blessing of so many people, over 500,000 pounds worth of food and water.
Get out of here. That's
in 6 months.
Nice.
We worked really hard. Finally, I was had the opportunity to go myself and deliver it through
really?
The planes. And also went and actually... bring that food to actually communities.
Okay.
So I went to Macau, went to which in Macau was very
heavily impacted.
Yeah, because it was like it was the place where the hurricane hit first.
Look at that, Jojo. The wife is checking.
I'm like, what is
real.
That? What
there's
just
no
happened?
Wife. Listen, you're gonna have to forgive us for that. It's a minor interruption. But listen, as soon as we get this address, it's live. This is what we do.
This
is live TV.
This is live.
Yeah, it happened.
But continue, brother. Continue.
So I also went to one of the Yauco. Obviously, I went.
Right.
The mayor gave me the opportunity to actually go inside where they were delivering the food for FEMA.
Wow.
So they allowed me to bring my stuff as well, of course.
Right,
they
of course.
They wouldn't mind me giving also to the people. And it was so much of a satisfying feeling that so many people thought because of many things that happened, including
right.
some people doing fraud things and things
right
like
unfortunately
that
happened yeah
I was able to actually finally see it that things that we sent actually went to the right people
right
and that I could feel comfortable and express to everybody who thought that their stuff were lost like
okay.
Oh, I sent everything to Miami and because of what happened I'm not gonna go to the people I thought it was going to be.
Right, right.
And I was very fortunate enough to actually go on camera to say, hey, look, it it happen. Your stuff went there.
It's stuff. Wow.
Matter. Doesn't matter. I worked really hard to make that happen.
Okay. Dig that. That's what's up, man. Well, listen, I think I want to thank you. I want to thank you for joining us, Dynamite. You know, plug yourself in, brother. Let the world know where they can reach you, where they can hear your story. How can they contact you? Let them know we're live, brother. How can they get at you?
I'm pretty much, this is my company, Strong Grip.
Strong Grip in a building, one time.
So you can go to stronggrip.net.
Okay.
I design ninja obstacles.
Right.
I design my own obstacle mobile. So
right.
Actually, I can do birthday parties, events, and everything.
Anywhere.
Nice. So you guys, and also I give personal training, health improvement, you know.
Right.
Lead by example.
Beer and donuts? Beer and donuts, brother.
There are cheat days.
Absolutely.
You
cheat
gotta
days?
Have cheat
how
days.
How do you feel about
I
that?
I believe
in
cheat days.
Cheat days?
You gotta cheat.
Lord,
I can tell you this. By giving the body what you always like, in a time that you're being sacrificing it for, the body will thank you for it, and you're gonna feel more energized.
Take right. That! Yeah. Wow.
The craving.
Yes.
The craving.
That's what you feel like. I have like right now. I feel more energy than before. So,
you ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready. Next competition May 26th.
So,
but then you're gonna go back to your diet. When do you go back to your diet?
Oh, 2 weeks before. Yeah.
2 weeks before.
Right. Yeah. So by May 8th.
That's when you're stuck.
Okay. Take that. Right. But that's listen. I want to thank you, man, because that's an inspiring story. Essentially, it's always the you know what? If you put your heart into it, no pun intended, you can make it happen.
Nice.
Right? Because what you do here, you know, we travel, we span the universe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We span it, and that's really what matters the most. The message was so important because you know everybody's going through different things in life. You feel a certain way. You know, you get hit with something where you feel like you're incapacitated. This is a great story to really be like, wow, he did it, I can do it. And then the better part about it is you can always inspire somebody else, you can do it. And I think that's so key right there.
Nice.
So, I mean, really, man, you know, I want to thank you guys for joining us. Internet's, you know, we was in the building. It's the Gentleman's Club brought to you by Way Back When.
Yep.
Margate, Florida.
Margate.
Joe, how can they get you? Joe, talk to them.
Yeah, you can come to the store at 6217 Margate Boulevard,
dig
or you
that.
Can follow us on Instagram,
okay.
WBW Antiques.
Ooh.
And on top of that, we're on Facebook, Way Back When Antiques
and
Collectibles.
That's what it's all about right there. And I'm Faye Uno, my brother.
You can catch me on Instagram, Faye Uno. Faye underscore Uno, I believe.
He's so popping, he don't even know he's popping.
You can also catch me. You can also catch me on Facebook at Hip Hoppers Unite.
Spell that out, man.
Hip Hoppers Unite.
Let's go.
I'm a hip hopper.
Any underscores? One word? Two words?
That's just one word. Hip Hoppers Unite.
That's so heavy. DJ Sneaker Steve. Where you at? Talk to me, brother. Where can they reach you at?
At DJ underscore Snick Steve.
Okay.
If you need a party, I can be in.
Let's go. Listen, he does bar mitzvahs. He does baby christenings, circumcisions. He does everything.
Any kind of celebration.
Listen, I'm celebrating myself. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kick718. We want to thank you for joining us. You can reach me at Kick718, Twitter, Instagram. Listen. You need something? Let me know. I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that stole it from somebody else. This is the Gentleman's Club.
TheGentsClub.com.
TheGentsClub.com. Definitely reach out to us. Any questions? If you guys have any comments, rate, comment, subscribe. Show us the love. We want to thank you for your time. And we out of here, guys. Thanks so much.
Peace.
One time. All right. Let's go.